Welcome to the Homeownership Insights Podcast, your leading mortgage podcast, sponsored by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Listen as experts from across the country share knowledge to help homebuyers and homeowners make the best decisions in their homeownership journey. Our next podcast begins right now.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Homeownership Insights Podcast. I'm Casey Morris, and today I'm talking with Herb Rosch, an Army veteran, a clinical assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and the founder of the Ripple Effect Project. I'm also talking with Leanne Vick and Nicole Meadowcroft of Custom Canines Service Dog Academy, which trains service dogs to provide support to veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress, people with autism, those with mobility challenges, and other disabilities. So thank you all so much for being here to talk about your experience, the importance of service dogs, and the impact that they can have in people's lives. So really appreciate you all being on today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're really excited, you know, to have you guys here and to just kind of, you know, just hear your story and everything. So I thought we could start, Herb, if you don't mind talking a little bit about your experience, your military background, and, you know, sort of how you came to be connected with the American Warrior Initiative, which is a Fairway or a nonprofit organization that helps to provide service dogs to veterans, and also with Custom Canines.
Sure. I'll break that up a little bit, and I'll first go and talk about military service. So I joined the U.S. Army shortly after September 11, 2001. Prior to that time, I tried to join a couple different branches in the military, but due to a torn ACL, I sustained while being a teenager, that really precluded me from joining the military. So I was looking at different avenues to kind of take my life. And then following the events of 9/11, I thought to myself, I should probably try to reapply again, because now they're probably a little less strict on their who they'll take and who they won't take. So I applied for the U.S. Army, and I went in for the physical, and I was able to pass the physical screening, and off to Fort Benning, Georgia, I went in December of 2001. I completed my basic training in AIT at the U.S. Army Infantry School in Fort Benning, Georgia. And shortly after, I deployed to Iraq in 2003. In support of Operation Iraqi Freedom and later Operation Enduring Freedom.
Wow. Well, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for your service and just how, you know, heroic and courageous it was to, you know, to be so persistent and to sign up, especially after 9/11. That's really amazing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I tell people, thanks for being someone worth fighting for. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, truly, thank you. And, you know, it's, I know people who are listening to the podcast may not be familiar, but AWI is, you know, a huge initiative for Fairway, you know, really to be able to give back and provide support for the sacrifices that so many, you know, men and women have made to go over and, you know, to do what you did and put yourself in harm's way to protect the rest of us. So, you know, just glad that you were able to get connected with them for sure.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm profoundly grateful for getting linked up with them. So they kind of came about. I have a friend that is familiar with Custom Canines and American Warrior Initiative. I believe he was a previous recipient of a canine with this organization. And he was 2021 recipient of, I believe his name is Willard, which is a golden retriever canine through Custom Canine. And he told me about the program, kind of told me how beneficial it has been for him to have a canine to help him with some of the things he was dealing with. So I later decided to apply to Custom Canine for consideration for placement with a dog. So.
And if you don't mind sharing, you know, what sort of made you, what motivated you to reach out, you know, after hearing his experience, was there anything in particular that you were hoping to gain from, you know, from connecting with a service dog, or, you know, something that you were struggling with that you thought based on his experience they could help you with?
So I was diagnosed and I've been receiving ongoing treatment for PTSD. So I have some pretty significant PTSD from my military days, as well as my days of being in law enforcement and being a trauma nurse in a level one trauma center hospital. So I was going through therapy in the past and things like that, different treatment modalities. And, you know, I was still experiencing some things, and I decided to give a canine companion or a service dog an opportunity to see if that would be beneficial in my recovery.
Okay. And so you said your friend had gotten a service dog, had been connected with AWI and Custom Canines. So, you know, what was that process like? You know, how did you get started after you put in your application? Was there anything to consider? And then, you know, maybe we can hear a little bit about more about what Custom Canines is from Leanne and Nicole.
Sure. So, I applied to the program, and that's when I met Nicole and Leanne, who are two amazing people. And I'm not just saying that because they paid me to say that. No, I'm just kidding. They really are kind and genuine, big-hearted people. And they invited me to come out to their location to meet. And I went out there. They're located in Madison, Wisconsin. And I went out there at first, you know, meeting new people. I was, you know, nervous, but they really made it so I felt welcome and tried to address any concerns that I may have had.
Okay, great. And yeah, Nicole and Leanne, do you want to talk a bit about, before we, you know, continue to talk about Herb's experience and his process of getting his dog, just talk a little bit more about what Custom Canines does, the connection with AWI, and just, you know, generally about the value of providing service dogs to people who could use the support.
Sure. Yep. This is Nicole, and I'm the president of Custom Canines. And what we do here is we raise, train, and place and support service dogs for people with vast disabilities. But our primary focus has been helping our veterans and our first responders. And it's just been an amazing experience to watch somebody like Herb come in and see how he is before and then see how they're doing after they get their service dog. There's really no words to describe what we feel and how this experience feels in your heart. I guess that's our paycheck, is seeing somebody's life saved or majorly enhanced because of the heartless, selfless, heartfelt and selfless work that's put into raising these puppies from 8 weeks to 8 weeks old to 2.5 years old when they're typically placed. So it's a lot of hard work. Takes a huge village, but it's so worth it when you see someone like Herb and Sunny just taken off together and living their life. It's just simply amazing. But we're located in Madison, like Herb said, and we got connected with American Warrior Initiative several years ago. They actually had reached out to us and said they had an event in the area and they wanted to honor a few veterans with the surprise of a service dog. But it's been a pleasure working with American Warrior Initiative. They have helped us place over 50 teams at this point since we started working with you guys. So that takes, you know, over 50 people off of our waiting list that may or may not still be on that waiting list if we hadn't had the support from American Warrior Initiative and the Fairway Nation. It's just been incredible. We're very thankful and grateful.
Can you talk about, you had mentioned that it takes a village, you know, to train the dogs and really get them ready to be service dogs. So can you talk a little bit about what that process is? And I know that you guys have a lot of volunteers who help out and, you know, so what does that look like? And, you know, what really goes into getting these dogs ready?
Yeah, well, we get puppies either from our own small breeding program or we work with breeders that meet our high standards for health, temperament, longevity, things like that. So they come into our program at 8 weeks old and they go to volunteer puppy raisers. So people take them into their homes around 8 weeks and they love them and let them chew on their things and potty train them. And their job basically is to give that puppy really good house manners and take them out into the community and get them used to all of the different experiences and expose them to all sorts of things to make sure that they are quote unquote a bomb-proof dog when they are ready to go out and service their military veteran. And it's quite a long process. COVID was very interesting as far as, you know, we had to do a lot of training over Zoom and it was really actually hard on our veterans and our volunteers not being able to get together and get hands on. But even through COVID, we were able to continue placing quite a few teams and continue our success there. Yeah, the volunteers come to work with us. Right now, it's usually once a month in person and they come in to do one-on-one training sessions with our instructors. And I would say when the dogs probably 18 months old or so is when we really start looking at what applications we have and what dogs are coming up that are getting ready for placement. And really the whole success of this is matching the right dog to the right person. That's where all the magic happens. And people ask me that all the time. How do you decide what dog is going to who? And a lot of it's a gut feeling. You know, we watch these dogs grow up as little babies and go through this whole process. But at the same time, it's also trying to get to know that veteran as best we can. And I'll be honest, a lot of the guys and girls that come in here, you know, they don't trust people. You know, they've had a lot of doors closed on them, and to really get them to try to open up as much as they can is somewhat challenging. But we also let the dog kind of pick as well. We kind of did a little setup with Herb when he came in for his interview. He called us out on it though, so it's all good. But you know, my puppy raiser may or may not have had to come and do a weight check on their dog. And oh, by the way, here's one of our dogs in training. And we kind of want to see if there's a connection there. And sometimes, you know, sometimes our veterans feel it and sometimes they don't. And if they don't, that's fine. But I have to say we're pretty darn good about matching the right dog to the right person and making some magic happen here.
On the flip side of the training and getting the dogs ready, what type of training do, you know, does someone need before they are able to, you know, to take their dogs home? Or, you know, what is the other side of that? Herb, maybe you can talk about that as well, like any preparation that you had to do before you got Sunny.
So some of the preparation I had to do was, you know, learning like different laws surrounding, you know, what I can and can't do, either at place where I'm living or place of employment or, you know, any place that I would go out in public, you know, either to shop or airports or you know, other venues to where, you know, what an establishment can or can't ask me related to having a service dog. So that was informative for me, because I wasn't 100% sure. And I think there's a lot of opinions out there about what you can and can't do with a service, an actual service animal versus like a emotional support animal. That's a huge difference. There's that. Then there's learning how to perceive, or learning that when you have a service animal, that you're automatically going to draw some attention. Because one, Sonny is just really handsome, and everywhere he goes, you know, if there's like a girl I think's checking me out, I gotta forget like, oh, they're not even checking me out, they're checking my service animal out because he's better looking than I am. So, but it's just getting used to people, you know, they want to naturally, when they see a dog, they want to come up and, you know, oh, can I pet your dog? Or, you know, can I say hi? Or, so it's getting used to that and getting comfortable with that. And getting comfortable saying, you know, no, I'm afraid you can't, you know, pet the dog, he's working, versus feeling overwhelmed or not being able to say no. Mm-hmm. So learning how to set that boundary, and be firm with that, and not try to come across as being like aggressive about it or rude about it.
Awesome. And just to kind of, you know, wrap things up, I was wondering, Herb, if you could talk a little bit about, you know, just the experience of meeting Sonny and, you know, what benefits you've seen, or how, you know, having him has changed your life or your perspective or anything like that.
Yeah, sure. So when I went out there and I met Sonny, I believe sitting on the couch, and they had this quote unquote dog that was coming in just to be weighed, come sit up next to me. And I thought it was weird that somebody kept like having their own personal dog come sit up next to me or on my lap. And I'm like, okay, like I said, hi, now go back over to your owner. Like, you're not my dog. And, at first I didn't know that, you know, they were kind of seeing how we would interact or, you know, things like that. And, so there was that part to it. And then I came out a couple other times, to interact, with Sonny and I think another dog or two. But then you can kind of see how like Sonny would interact, like he would see me and get excited, and I'm like, oh, it's Sonny, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice to see like a familiar person or animal. So we would just, it was more like a casual relationship at that point, until I found out that I was getting a dog through American Warrior Initiative, and that it was actually going to be Sonny. Then, you know, I was like, oh, wow. So that was exciting. How he has changed my life, you know, he has significantly impacted my life. You know, he's very smart. He picks up on learning new things really fast. He's a great companion. He provides unconditional positive regard. So, he helps me, you know, improve the quality of my sleep, because if I'm like having, you know, if it's any like particular anniversaries to any significant, you know, firefights or attacks from, you know, my service, and I'm having any of those experiences, you know, he wakes me up from them. He's trained to identify those, or he's trained to see if I'm getting like overwhelmed, then he can come, you know, and intervene. Or if he sees that I'm getting, you know, annoyed or upset, you know, he senses all of that and, you know, kind of, intervenes and, helps keep things calm, I guess you could say. So he's been very helpful, in that regard. Plus it, you know, he keeps me active for sure. You know, I'm not a couch potato with him. It's always, you know, we got to go outside. We're going to go on the water. We're going to go, you know, for a walk, or we're going to go do this or that. So, and he likes to get out and run. So we do a lot of that. So he makes sure I stay in shape too, so I don't get, you know, a beer gut or something like that.
Wow. Well, I mean, he sounds wonderful, truly. And I think that your story is just a testament to how important organizations like Custom Canines and AWI are to, you know, make sure that people have the opportunity to connect with these dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of hard to imagine where I would be right now if I didn't meet up with Sonny. You know, he came at the most opportune time, you know, cause I was going through some, other things in my life, and he's been a great addition, a great battle buddy. He's been, a good distraction from, those stressors. And, you know, patients that I see at work, they really like him too, because when they're having a difficult time, you know, trying to open up with what they're dealing with, you know, Sonny identifies that. And, you know, if given permission, he's then allowed to provide, that individual with comfort as well. So he's not just a service dog. He's a, you know, I got to come up with a really cool, you know, pardon my French, badass acronym, like military acronym for him, like a multi-functional all-terrain, you know, service battle buddy, or some cool acronym that really really captures the essence of what Sonny is, does, and is capable of.
Yeah, for sure. He sounds like he deserves a really good acronym. He sounds amazing.
He is.
Well, that's amazing. That's wonderful that you guys were able to connect, and that he's been such a boon to you and, you know, to other people you work with. And, you know, just kind of looking at, you know, there may be people who are listening who want to get involved or want to contribute or something like that. So Nicole or Leanne, can you tell us how people can get involved with Custom Canines, whether they want to help as a volunteer or to contribute, you know, financially, or if they, you know, feel called to do that, what would be the best way to get in touch?
Yes, I'd recommend folks go to our website, which is customcanines.org, and it's canines all spelled out. But we are in desperate need of volunteer puppy raisers, people that can take a puppy like Sonny and make him into this life-enhancing service dog for a veteran or first responder. That's probably one of our biggest needs right now. Obviously, we need the financial means to raise the puppies, to go through the program, to get to that placement stage and support that team for the life that they're going to work together. So financially, we're always looking for donations and support. We're starting to do more in-person events again now, so that's great. Watch our social media pages. If you're local to Madison, or if you're in Southern California, those are our biggest groups of people. And we can always use some extra boots on the ground when we have events and things. So, and spread the good word, let people know we're out here, let people know about American Warrior Initiative and the good things that we're all doing. And I really thank you for having us on this podcast today. It's been fun.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you guys being here. This has been wonderful. And I will definitely put in the show notes a link to Custom Canines, as well as a link to the American Warrior Initiative. So anyone can check that out, get in touch, learn more, sign up to volunteer. You know, again, anything that they may feel called to do. So thank you again, all of you. I really appreciate this. And Herb, really loved hearing your story and your experience with Sunny. So glad that you were able to connect with him. And I hope he continues to be such a blessing in your life.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It was great talking to you. I just want to extend another thank you to Custom Canines, Leanne and Nicole, for everything they do, as well as Fairway Mortgage Group and your American Warrior Initiative program that you have. I'm really grateful for all the work and the donations that were donated to make a program like this a success. It is very much needed.